Student's Book, Unit 10, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen again and answer the questions.
Good morning. Here are today's headlines on Monday, the 5th of October. A fire started in a supermarket late last night, and 20 firefighters are still at the scene. Investigators say it is unclear how the fire began, but police think it had been started deliberately. The police and fire services had been called earlier in the evening, but they left when everything appeared to be okay. At the time, they believed it was yet another false alarm. At midnight, a woman phoned again and said she had seen flames at the back of the supermarket. And by the time the firefighters arrived, the fire had moved to the front of the shop. A Lebanese photographer has won a top photography competition for his photo of a desert sunrise. 22-year-old Marwan Hamed told journalists that he had used an old digital camera to take his photo and was surprised that it had looked so good. Marwan entered his first photo competition when he was only 8 years old, after he had been given a book about photography by his uncle. He didn't win that time, but he has continued to take photos and is now working as a professional photographer for a news channel. Antigua and Barbuda is the latest country to offer digital nomads, people who can work anywhere in the world on their computer, the opportunity to live and work there for 2 years. Until COVID-19 arrived, the country's main income had been tourism. But now, with people having fewer holidays, the government has offered digital nomads a fantastic opportunity to enjoy life on their Caribbean islands. Our Caribbean correspondent, Melody Smith, told us if you want a relaxing place to work, then this is perfect.